Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming live over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I do have a couple of shout-outs. Big shout-out to Father Dave Heaney and also to Rabbi Morris Rubenstein, who are both listening in today. They want to hear the second segment that we're going to be doing. And a big shout-out to caller Jim, who is a loyal listener here on KKZZ. Thank you all three for being listeners to not only Brainstorming to Billy the Brain, but also all of the other shows on KKZZ. Now to today's theme. Today's theme is staying ahead of the pack. Each of my guests will find ways to keep us ahead of others at work, whether we're arguing or even traveling. My first guest is a former business reporter and editor. He's turned his attention to finding out why certain visionary business leaders stay 10 steps ahead of the rest of us. My second guest loves stories. In particular, stories in and about the facts excite her. So studying religion, especially the Bible, allows her to live and work between the facts and the stories. So we'll examine her latest book, Bible Babble. My third guest started his career as a friendly competition between friends to see who could rack up the most air miles. He kicked butt and then decided to turn his hobby into a career of travel writing and adventure. We'll discuss how to make the most out of air travel from a man who was once afraid of flying. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Eric Colonius is a former reporter, editor, and London correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, and he served as editor and writer for Fortune magazine, where he was nominated for the National Magazine Award. He also served as the Miami bureau chief for Newsweek magazine, where he was nominated for an Overseas Press Award. He collaborated with Dan Ariely on a book called Predictable Irrationality, and he's also the author of the novel The Wanderer. Eric has a degree in English literature from Ohio Wesleyan University and a master's degree from Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Well, wonderful credentials that you bring to writing this book. And the book is titled 10 Steps Ahead, What Separates Successful Business Visionaries from the Rest of Us. So in the introduction to the book, you say that the brain itself is a visionary device. And since we all have brains, I guess it follows that we can all be visionaries. So what do you mean when you say the brain's a visionary device? And let's talk about that a little bit, shall we?
Okay. Well, you know, I had written a book about brain science and one about cognitive psychology, so I decided let's use that as a lens for looking at visionaries because they're in our midst. We read about them, but they really seem sort of magical, and they really are in a sense. But the fact of the matter is that when you talk about brain and psychology, they're just like everybody else. But they utilize their tools really well, and some of the tools that the brain gives us, for instance, is the ability to imagine and picture things in our minds, and to turn the parts around to look at it from different perspectives. The brain gives us the ability to look at patterns and begin to see where patterns are forming and take some knowledge from that. Intuition is another skill that the brain gives us, you know, and that is sort of a forward-projecting kind of tool so that if we see it, you know, from the time we're a little kid, if we see a pile of blocks and they're just about to go over, well, we can predict what's going to happen in the next second. They're going to spill out. And so that's a little bit of a forward leap that the brain has given us, you know, for survival. So there's a number of these things, emotional intelligence, other things that we have. And if we just take notice of them and learn to use them, we actually can grow and do better.
All right, well, let's break down some of those skills, because I think at some level we all possess them, but I would also say that not all of us are visionaries. Let's talk about the visioning that you just talked about, being able to envision things. I love the example that you give in the book about looking at your hand. Describe that for my listeners so that it really brings home the point of how we can visualize as human beings, which other animals in the animal kingdom cannot do.
Yeah, well, it's just as simple as if you looked at your wristwatch or your cell phone or the palm of your hand and then closed your eyes, you can actually see that image there. And not only that, let's say if you looked at your cell phone, you could then take that cell phone and you could turn it upside down. You could twirl it around. And, you know, that's part of the visionary skill. I think we forget nowadays we're so flooded with visual images that we forget what it was like when people would gather around a radio and they would listen to baseball games or dramas. And, you know, they could see the pictures in their heads. And, you know, I think one way we can replicate that now, of course, is the vast popularity of audiobooks where you're driving in your car, where you see things. And that's a wonderful tool, and visionaries use that tool.
All right. Well, we can only hope that when you're listening to an audiobook in the car that you're also paying attention while you're driving. We're talking to Eric Kalonius, everybody. His book, 10 Steps Ahead. What is very interesting to me is that the brain can find patterns, Eric, and you point this out very vividly, but it also can throw out extraneous information. And you use what's called the gorilla clip as an example of that. Since most of my listeners don't know what I'm talking about, describe what you mean by the gorilla clip and the point that it makes about the way our brain processes information.
Yeah, there's an incredible experiment, and it was actually sort of pulled on me. And telling you the experiment, I'm going to give it away to a certain extent, but essentially somebody says, okay, I want you to watch this clip, and you're going to see six people, and they're going to pass a basketball from one to the other. And I want you to count how many times it passes from one person to another. So in my case, I was with Dan Ariely at Princeton, and he showed me this clip, and I very carefully counted how many times the ball passed from one hand to another. And then at the end, he looked at me and he said, well, what about the gorilla? And I said, what do you mean the gorilla? And he laughed, and then he played it again. And in the midst of those people passing the basketball, somebody in a gorilla suit walked right in between them and danced around and left. Well, I was so intent on watching that basketball pass, and I know it sounds hard to believe, but I didn't see the gorilla. And in test after test, most people don't see the gorilla. Well, the moral of this story is that oftentimes we are so fixed on the details of our lives that we miss what's the big picture, what's really right in front of our faces.
All right, it's like the old adage, if you're on the freeway here in Los Angeles and somebody says, don't look at the red Hyundais, all of a sudden all you see are the red Hyundais. But here's an interesting twist on that, Eric, which makes it, again, kind of fun and interesting, and we'll bring this back to visionaries in just a minute. But the interesting twist is this. I did look at that film. I didn't know what to expect. However, I had played basketball in my youth, and so I'm following the white shirt people as they pass the basketball around, but I did see the gorilla. And the reason that I saw it is, as you play basketball, as you're a basketball player, you learn to multitask. You not only watch the basketball, but you watch your defender, and you watch what's going on around you. So I was able to not only follow the track of the basketball, accurately count the number of passes, but I did also see the gorilla come into the screen, beat its chest, and leave. So I think it depends on your perspective that visionaries can see things that others cannot. And I'm by no means claiming that I'm a visionary because of that clip, but visionaries can. So let's talk about some visionaries that you examine in your book. Steve Jobs is one that comes to mind, and we'll probably beat him to death, but there are others as well. Walt Disney, Edwin Land, the inventor of the Polaroid Land camera, Richard Branson with Virgin, fill in the blank, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Records, whatever, and Jeff Hawkins. What do all of these people share in common that maybe you and I, as less visionary, don't have?
Well, you know, one thing that I found that was pretty interesting is that it's not just all these skills, it's also courage and conviction. And it's the willing to really make a big bet. and to go through it. And I did meet quite a few of these people. You know, Steve Jobs showed me his garage. Richard Branson and I were friends in England. You know, and what always struck me about these people was really how hard they worked to be what they are and how absolutely passionate and really possessed by it they are. Even Walt Disney, you know, if you read the biographies of Disney, they're really shocking. He was a very driven person who, you know, nearly or had a nervous breakdown and, you know, drummed his fingers, made his employees miserable, but he just demanded a lot from himself and everybody else.
Hmm. Now, in reading your book, some of the things that I took away from it is these visionaries have the ability to see patterns, and that brings us back to that whole gorilla experiment before.
Right.
They see things that others don't. They arrange patterns into what you call in the book a eureka moment. So help me to understand the difference between a eureka moment and just one of those puzzlements that you see and you go, wow, that's kind of interesting. What's the difference there?
You know, everybody has the situation where all of a sudden they get it. All of a sudden a light bulb comes on. And it could be just about something in your daily life when suddenly you realize this is the house we need to buy or whatever. You know, that's the sort of the pattern snapping into shape. And the thing about the kinds of patterns that visionaries find, and I mentioned this repeatedly in the book, is that they don't really create anything new. They are taking things that already exist around us, and they see it. I guess the snapping of the pattern is the fact that they see it in its entirety, and the rest of us don't. And I use as an example the iPad. You know, with Steve Jobs and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take all those parts and that comprise an iPad. There's nothing new in there. There's nothing magical. It's all just basic parts that could have been used by anybody. But it was the fact that they put the whole thing together in a different way. And somebody remarked at one point, they said, yeah, I wonder who was, you know, here we have wheels and we have suitcases. Why did it take 2,000 years for somebody to figure out to put them together? You know?
Yeah.
And that's sort of what visionaries do.
Well, and that is a great part of it. We're talking to Eric Colonius, everybody, author of the book, 10 Steps Ahead, What Separates Successful Business Visionaries from the Rest of Us. And I think that that is important, that visionaries can make those connections. They see those patterns. They have the intuition, hey, that this ought to go together. Like you said, it all clicks. But the other piece, and this was the missing piece that I found so interesting in your book, is these leaders also have emotional intelligence. What do you mean by emotional intelligence? Why is that so important for a leader, particularly when the leader's trying to scale his idea up into something bigger?
Yeah, I think this is forgotten about, you know, visionaries. People can think of them as dreamers, but there's a big difference. You know, a visionary, particularly in the context of a successful business visionary, is somebody who has to take the idea and build it out into this world. And that means that they've got to find supporters. You know, most visionaries, as I said, are very driven. They can have a lot of anger. They can be difficult to work for. But they have some sort of charisma that allows them to build a community of people. And again, you can take a Steve Jobs or a Walt Disney or a Richard Branson. They put together these people. Well, emotional intelligence is very important in relating to people. And one component of emotional intelligence that's particularly important is the ability to read people. And that's what visionaries need. They've got to find people to share the idea with.
And that's what allows them to grow it, to have the idea actually go viral. We're talking to Eric Colonius, everybody, author of the book 10 Steps Ahead. Eric, you know, for every good thing that a visionary has, there are also limitations to being a visionary. So what are some of the limits to vision that you point out in your book?
Yeah, well, I think one of the greatest flaws is that there's something called in psychology called anchoring. And it's basically that once you get an idea in your mind, you begin to stick to that idea. And, you know, it can limit you. And I think that's why visionaries do so poorly going from one company to another. For instance, if you have a person from one company who does very, very well, and then they try to move them somewhere else, for instance, Naradelli, who was one of Jack Welch's lieutenants at GE, very, very bright guy, did very, very well at GE, and he went from GE to Home Depot and was a complete failure. And because his visionary, you know, his vision tends to be sort of a narrow bandwidth.
Well, it does. And to make that point, let's use one of the people that you use not only as a visionary, but somebody who you also has this lack of vision. And I'm going to refer to Steve Jobs when he took over at Pixar. What was his limit to his vision there?
Yeah, it's a fascinating story because here was Steve Jobs, really such a bright, bright guy and a true visionary. And at one point, he bought a little computer company from George Lucas called Pixar. And they were creating a 3D kind of, computers for video. And but they also, with their dream, the guys at Pixar, was to make an animated film. And no matter how much they tried to express this to Steve Jobs, he didn't see Pixar as a company that could create anything in the model of Walt Disney. So he was anchored to the idea of computers and computer companies, and he nearly sold Pixar to Microsoft when the animators finally got Toy Story together, and it suddenly hit him and dawned on him that, wait a minute, Pixar is not a computer company, it's an animation company.
An amazing story about how somebody so visionary can also suffer from some real tunnel vision until it's brought to his attention. We're talking to Eric Colonis. Eric, everybody who reads your book, what do you want them to take away from reading 10 Steps Ahead?
You know, I think a big message is that visionaries are not different than the rest of us, and that if you take the components of a visionary, you know, imagining, pattern making, seeing, intuition, emotional intelligence, courage, even luck. If you begin to see how those things work in your life and pay attention to the way you think, you can actually begin to use those as a tool.
And that's what we all want to do. We all want to be more visionary, not only in our business lives, but probably also in our personal lives as well. Eric, if people are intrigued by what your book is about and they want to learn more about you or learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Yeah, we have a blog site, and it's Colonius, Colonius.com. And we're putting up various... I'm writing some new articles about visionaries, and we have some other materials up there. And of course, go out and buy the book, please.
All right. The website is Colonius, Colonius.com. The author is Eric Colonius. The book is 10 Steps Ahead, What Separates Successful Business Visionaries from the Rest of Us. Eric, it has been a real delight. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.